Good morning. I've got a great wife and two young boys. Well, not young anymore, and I'm not either, but they're good boys. And I just want to share a few things with you, what's been going on with me for the last year or so. If someone would have told me a year and a half ago that I was going to be diagnosed with cancer, I would have told them, no, not me. I've been healthy, never had any troubles all my life. If they would have said, in about a year or so, you're going to travel to a church 20 or so miles away from your house that you've never been to, I would have said, I doubt that, but maybe. And that you'll search out the pastor that you've never met and be baptized there. And I said, you know, I have to tell them that I don't think so, but maybe. And in early 2018, I was diagnosed with cancer, tongue and throat cancer. And when the doctor told me about it, he explained things to me, and I had to go through 35 radiation treatments and 3 chemo. And he told me about the side effects that probably were going to happen. And I said, okay, well, let's go forward. Let's move on and kill this thing. And he said, a nurse will be in a few minutes. And he walked out, and it hit me like a ton of bricks. I never felt so alone in my life. And I come out and talk to my wife, and we drove home. And later that day, I didn't know who I wanted to talk to about it too much. And my buddy Denny, we've known each other a long time, 30 years or so. I called him and talked to him about it, and he told me he'd be praying for me and help me get through this. And so the evening went on. My wife and I went to bed, and I couldn't get to sleep. About 11 o'clock, I got up and grabbed my phone and texted Denny. I thought, well, he'll see this in the morning and get back to me. And I asked him if I could come to church with him and Tina Sunday. And he said, absolutely, we'll pick you up at 9, buddy. And they picked me up, and I drove to a church with them over 20 miles away from my home. And I come forth to Pastor Nick that morning when he said, come forth if you need to renew your vows or meet the Lord. I couldn't get up there quick enough. And God has blessed me so much. I've had terrible time going through this and close calls, and I prayed every time I went in. I went under anesthesia probably about 7 times throughout that year, last year. Prayed to the Lord every time, you know, help me get through it. If it's not the time, I know you'll take me. I'm ready. He took the burden off of me. And take it off any of you, too, that haven't come forward. But he took the burden off of me. And I went through some terrible times with side effects. And they're in the past now. A few of them have hung in there on me, but they're slowly going away. And I just wanted to tell you that I couldn't have done this alone. My family and friends are one thing. But the Lord, he's my rock. He helped me through this whole thing. That's all I have to say.